Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. And God, as we come, we thank you, Lord, for this another day you've given us. We thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ. We thank you, Lord, for the Holy Spirit. God, we thank you for the Holy Ghost. And God, we thank you for your presence. And God, we thank you for your mercy, and we thank you for your grace. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, as we come before you today, God, we just thank you for your presence, Lord. And Satan, we let you know that we know you are a defeated foe. The blood of Jesus come against you. You have no power. You have no authority over someone who has given their life to Jesus Christ. God, you said in your word, behold, I give you power over all the power of the devil, and nothing shall by any means harm you. All the power of all the enemies, God, you give us that power. And Lord, as I stand before you to be used as your servant and Jesus as your friend, I pray that as none of me and all of you, I pray that you will think through my mind and speak to my vocal cords. I pray that revelation knowledge be flow freely unhindered by any satanic and demonic forces. God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, and we give you the glory. Lord, let something be said that will encourage me and everyone else to stay in the race until we see the face of Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you because we know that you are God that cannot fail. We just have to stay with you, and God, we will prevail. And this is the time, God, for you to be manifested of those that have kept faith in you, those that remain loyal to you, those that have kept your word. God, reveal to us so that we can break through every barrier, anything that's been hindering us from getting in your presence at any time and from doing your will, from doing the thing that will magnify you and glorify you. God, bless those people that love you with all the heart, mind, body, and soul. Do a great work in their life, God, so the world will see that you are the true and the living God. We just want you to be magnified and glorified in our life. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. God is a God that cannot fail. But you see so much failure in people that say they are Christians. And in their heart, they are, as far as they believe. But God says, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. And we got to understand this. Why Jesus came. Said in Matthew 1:21, behold, he was sent forth a son to call his name Jesus, for he should save his people from their sin. That is one thing they got to believe, that Jesus came, can, and will save you from your sin. Well, why is sin still in the lives of people that have given their life to the Lord? They did the confession in Romans, did all that. And they get excited about it. And then later on, some things begin to happen in their life, and they wonder why. But God set it up that even after we have given our life to God, he put a scripture there. Because just because we've given our life to God, there's still a lot of things that has to be worked out. And that's why he tells us to work out our own soul salvation with fear and trembling before God. Now, one thing I found out is that after you've given your life to God, it says in 2 Chronicles 7:14, this is what it says. If my people, meaning now I've given my life to God, which are called by my name, would humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, I'll forgive their sins and heal their land. Well, wait a minute. I gave my life to the Lord. I'm saved. You're now his people. You've said you want him. But God knows there's some other things that has to be worked out in your life. And so when you do that, things begin to change. There's a scripture, I'll get to in a minute. It's in Romans 7:17. And it says, it's not I that sin, but the sin that dwelleth in me. So that's why we want to use the scripture and go to God, so that God can show you the sins that's still in you. It's still there, got to be dealt with. Now you've given your life to God. He's going to show you everything that needs to be corrected in your life. Now, if you don't understand that, and if you don't pray, people say, how do I pray? Well, God made it easy when he gave his Holy Spirit, Romans 8:26, to pray through us. Because see, with our mind, we would never know these things. A carnal mind would never know this, but the Holy Spirit, which is the Spirit of God, would pray through the Word of God. And as you're praying, God will reveal the things that in your life that has to be dealt with. Now, when you're willing to give up whatever sin he shows you in your life, then you get closer to God. You've got to deal with every sin that's in your life. And that's how you deal with it, by letting the Holy Spirit reveal to you. I can't tell you what's wrong in your life. All I can do is tell you what the Bible says, but the Holy Spirit says we don't know what to pray for as we ought, but he makes his intercession for us according to the will of God. He prays the will of God for our lives because he has a special job. So if we don't humble ourselves and pray and seek his face, we will never realize things that's in us that's wicked. And God wants to show you what's wicked in us still, because why? He's angry with the wicked every day. So as we pray, God will show you, this is what's wrong. That is what's wrong. Now, are you willing to turn away from it? Are you willing to repent? And sometimes that's difficult because the sin seems so pleasurable. And that's why it's good when the Bible says, from a child thou hast known the Holy Scripture, which is able to make you wise in salvation. So God shows you something and you're in a wrong. It's against God. You're wrong. Are you willing to give it up? Now God knows that. And the devil knows it also. And when you give it up, then you're ready for God to deal with you. People talk about repentance. We've got to repent. We've got to repent. But how did we repent? The Bible tells us that godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. In other words, I repent. Am I doing the things necessary to make sure I'm saved? Am I doing the thing to please God? What's repentance? Repentance is the activity of receiving one action. Most people don't like to look at themselves and say, I'm wrong. They'd rather debate. They'd rather go back and forth. We don't debate with God's word. We don't fight with God's word. We're not going to understand God's word until we get God's Spirit. His Spirit will reveal the truth. A lot of churches you go to, people come in and you say something and they want to debate. Well, I don't know if you say that. You don't understand it yet. You don't have His Spirit. His Spirit will reveal the truth. So you don't, you listen and you don't harden your heart. You ask God to show you yourself. And see, one action. And feeling true regret for the past wrongs that you committed against God. Against God. When you sin, you sin against, you say, oh my God. It was God's mercy and God's grace that kept you. I didn't know that God said, I know. But in your heart, you wanted me. So I'm showing you this and you make a choice what you want to do. Now, if you choose to repent, then you get closer to God. I remember the time when I realized that whenever I sin, I was spiritually dead. I said, oh my God. Whenever I sinned against God, I was spiritually dead. I repented to God for sinning against him. And here's the thing. When you're really sorry, you make a commitment and you take action to show, to prove, not to people, to prove to God that there has been a change. Prove to God that there have been a change. How is your attitude towards God? Are you doing the things you need to do to make sure you grow with God? Are you willing now to get up and do the needful thing? Are you willing now to get up and read your Bible? Are you willing now to submit yourself and let the Holy Spirit pray through you? Are you willing to do what the Bible says? Are you willing, the Bible says, do not forsake yourself, gathering one to another? Are you willing to get up in the morning and go to church? Are you willing to do whatever is necessary to prove to God that you are changing? You got to do something. You can't just say, well, I'm going to change. Oh, no. You got to deal with the sin that God revealed to you, and you cannot cover that sin, and you got to be willing to get out of it right away. When it's wrong, don't play with it. Get out of it. Because it's got you separated from God. If God shows you a relationship that you have with another person is ungodly, separate. Cut it. Because God can't get closer to you. Because now you're faced with two things. Godliness, ungodliness. Righteousness and unrighteousness. God shows you is wrong. Be willing to let it go. And don't compromise. Because if you're not willing to let it go, God knows God is not going to do anything in your life. And God is not going to get closer to you. Prove to him that you're willing to change. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 7. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 8. And before I go to verse 8, I'm going to read verse 1. Having therefore these promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of what? Of God. Cleanse ourselves with the word. You're cleansed by the washing of the water of the word. Now here's what Paul said in verse 8. He said, though I made you sorry with the letter, I do not repent. Though I did repent, for I perceive that the same epistle hath made you sorry, though it was for a season. But he said, now I rejoice that ye were made sorry, but that I rejoice not that you were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance. For ye were made sorry after a godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, I just read verse 9. Now I rejoice not that ye were made sorry, but that ye sorrowed to repentance, for ye were made sorry after your godly manner, that ye might receive damage by us in nothing. For godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation, not to be repented of, but the sorrow of the world worketh death. Sometimes you preach something, you might make somebody sorry, feel bad. But if they feel bad enough that they go and seek God, then you're glad you made them sorry. Because they realize something is not right. And if you say, Lord, that is not right. Let me seek you. And you seek God and you repent, then God begins to change you. See, if you don't truly repent, God don't continue working in you. For he that began a good work in you will continue till the return of Jesus Christ. So if he says, that's not me. I'm not going to change. No, no, no. Psalm 55, 19 said, I have no changes. Because why? That fear not God. God will forgive you for everything. Here's what you got to remember. Only thing God will not forgive you for is blaspheme against the Holy Ghost. So if something is preached from the pulpit and you get condemned, check yourself. You're not supposed to get condemned. You're supposed to get what? Convicted. Romans 8, 1. There's no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I am so glad when the Holy Ghost convicts me of a sin that's in my life. Coming from the pulpit. I mean, the person, God might just speak to that person because he cares for you, and that sin is separating you from him. All this is good. All this is good. That's why the Bible says, many are called, but few are chosen. Guess who God chooses? The one who is willing to change. If God knows your heart, you don't want to change, God don't choose you. Because God don't make you change. It's a choice to say, I want to change. I want to know you. I want to love you. I want to please you. And when you keep saying that, in essence saying, God, not my will, but thy will be done. And as long as you keep saying that, God keeps working in your life. See, this is the most serious thing there is. We've got to always think about our destiny. Things are happening left and right. But we've got, if we belong to God, we don't have to worry. And if we keep seeking God, God is going to work it out. God is going to show you what's wrong in your life. All you got to do is to be willing to change and say, God, I am so sorry that I sinned against you. And then to God, whatever I need to do to change, show me. Don't complain. Don't fuss. And even if you fail, the Bible tells us in Proverbs 24, verse 16, a righteous person, in your heart, you're righteous. You're on the path. But you fall 7 times. Get back up. 8 times, you would have learned enough, because God said, my people prepared for the lack of knowledge, where you will fall no more. But you got to get back up. You got to get in the Word. You got to stop crying and dwelling on the past and the things that happened. You got to let that past go. And that's why God tells us in His Word. He tells us to get rid of every sin and every weight that so what? Easily besets us. Anything that always gets you upset, get rid of it. And God will show you what it is. Get rid of it. Let it go. Every sin and every weight that upsets you, where you don't have your peace, when God shows it to you, be willing to let it go. You got to be willing. Because Luke 13:3, God is commanding everyone to repent. And remember, James 4:16, God resists the proud, but he gives grace to what? The humble. This is time for us to let God deal with us as we seek his face. And he shows us what's going on in our lives. Because see, once we get saved and we're going on in this life, the devil is angry when you kick him out of his house. He's angry with you. He said, wait a minute. I've been living in you for so many years. Now you go to this church and you recommit and you kick me out and invite Jesus in. That's why the Bible says, go to and fro seeking who he may devour. He is angry with you. And the Bible tells us that after you kick him out, he comes back. He comes back and what does he do? See, he's looking if that sin is still in you that you have not repented of. He said, not I that sin, but the sin that's still in me. You have not sought God's faith. You have not prayed. That sin is in you. You never dealt with it. And if that sin is still in you, find the house swept clean. You have not been putting the word in, even staying there. What does that devil do? He's coming back. That's why you got to read your Bible. That's why you got to pray. That's why you got to apply Romans 12, 1 and 2. Present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, and be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is the good and the perfect and the acceptable will of God. So as you keep putting the word in, that word if I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against thee, and the devil come back, and he see you full of the word, guess what? He leaves. He find the house empty. Thank you, Lord. You haven't put the truth in. Hallelujah. You haven't put the truth in. You have not believed the truth. You've compromised the truth. The devil says, I'm going back and get 7 more devils. I'm coming back to my house. And now you're worse off than you were before because you didn't understand the importance of seeking God, letting the Holy Spirit reveal to you the sins that have to be dealt with from the past that were never dealt with and got to be dealt with. So when the devil comes, all he finds in you is the word. He finds nothing that he can use in you. See, I learned some things. As I pray to God, God showed me some sins that was in my life that I thought I had repented of. And what did I say? Oh, my God, forgive me. I did not know. God will reveal it to you by his Spirit. When God reveals it to you, don't get angry. Don't say it's not me. Don't say I'm not going to change. Because know what happened? You stay right there. God doesn't make you do nothing, but you cannot grow in God because you're saying to him, I still want this sin. I'm going to hold on to the sin. I know it's wrong because sin is pleasurable for a season. But if it's wrong, say, Lord, deliver me. Lord, set me free. And whatever God asks you to do to be set free, do it. We've already been set free. You got all the blessing in store. But God tells us in Psalm 84:11, I will not withhold anything good from those that what? Walk upright before me. See, I always tell about myself. You got to be transparent. You got to be true to yourself. We did some things that, including me, that wasn't right in God's sight. But God was merciful to us. God showed us grace. And these things got to be dealt with, got to be repented of. And God will forgive you if you do not repent of it. He can't forgive you of nothing that you have not, God is sorry about. You're not forgiven until you're godly sorry and you repent and you're willing to let it go. And guess what? You won't do it what? No more. If you say you repent and go back in it, you did not do what you're supposed to do. You weren't godly sorry. Because when you're godly sorry, you will not do it. You will submit yourself to God, resist the devil, and he will what? Flee. Our body is a temple of God. God, what's going on with me? Examine yourself. Don't look at nobody else. Let me tell you something. When Jesus comes, we better be ready, because he's coming in a what? A twinkling of an eye. We ain't gonna have a chance to fix nothing. Just like that, he comes. So I look at myself. I'm going along, praying to God. And then while in praying, when I was going through, see, when you go through, it's supposed to make you pray. God showed me, for example, way back, where I was angry with my dad, had not forgiven him. What? I thought I had forgiven him, but I had not forgiven him. So I took my anger out on the chair. I broke it up, just tore it up. But see, I thought I was what? All right with God. I had to forgive him, though he was gone. I had to forgive him my heart. And I just dealt with the thing, the way that the day in the room. Then I got a little what? Closer to God. There's a scripture. God says, my arm is not short. I cannot reach. My ears I cannot hear. But so your sin and your iniquity had come between you and your God that I will not hear. Any sin be holding on to, our iniquity, God will not hear you. He will not hear you. And that is a bad place to be in when God won't hear you. You got to be in a position that when you call on God, what? He hears you. That's why I like Psalm 91:14-16. Put your love on God. He'll hear you. He'll be with you in trouble. He will deliver you. He will honor you. He will give you a long life. So we got to look all those years. What have we, or who have we put our love on? Have we put our love on another person? Have we put our love on getting more education? Nothing wrong with all of that. But we got to first put our love on who? On God. First, put our love on God. And then let him tell us what to do. We've got to get to the point so we love the Lord like God with all our heart, with all our mind, and all of us. I understand. I was not taught that. I was willing. I was not taught that I need let the Holy Spirit pray through me. I was not taught that I had to deal with all the past sins in my life. As God showed to me, I have to ask him to forgive me because I sin against who? God. Now, sometimes we can sin against God because we've learned wrong. And if you learn wrong, guess what you do? You do wrong. I talk about myself. See, transparency is good because somebody probably been there. I got involved in something that was wrong and I didn't like it. Most people do. But it was not tasteful to me. I didn't like it. I got involved in fornication after I was grown. I didn't know what the Bible says. But I hated it enough to say I wouldn't do it anymore unless I do it with the woman I'm going to marry. Was that the right confession? Wrong. And I kept that promise. I didn't. Later on in life, I did that with the woman I'm going to marry. Then God showed me, he said, you sinned against me. I said, what do you mean, Lord? He says, what does my word says? To avoid fornication, let every man have his own what? Wife, and every woman own husband. Oh, my God. He said, when you were out there hugging and kissing her, see, you were sinning against me. I didn't know about lasciviousness. Galatians 5:19. So God has shown me, now it's already over with, but what did I do? God, forgive me for sinning against you. I did not know. And why God protected me? Because what? It was of the integrity of my what? Heart. I thought that was right. And when God showed me it was wrong, I repented these years later. Because why? I want to get closer to God. See, that was a past sin I had not dealt with. Thank God. And when he showed me it's wrong, all I had to do is repent and say, Lord, I'm so sorry because I've never done it no more. But even then, I was doing, living okay, but I did not repent. When I repent, guess what? Me and God got a whole lot what? Closer. Because that's something that I've done against God. So it's not against the person, it's against God. And the more I am willing to repent of any sins that I've sinned against God, the closer I get to God. God knows this. I understand. You didn't know. So I'm merciful. I showed you grace. Now you want to repent? Yes. So when I repent and I'm transparent, I'm helping somebody else. Let them know that was wrong. So you done wrong? Ask God to forgive you. Don't justify it. Don't say I had a hard time. God understands all of that. But you still did it because why? Why did you have a hard time? Because we were not taught that from a child that has known the Holy Scripture with it able to make you wise in the sight. We didn't know we need to learn the Bible first. We were not taught that. So I think it's in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. The first gave themselves to who? God. The Lord. I didn't know that. So God has been merciful to me all these years. Whenever I'm faced with something, when I repent, I'm saying, Lord, let me get a little closer to you. And it says in Scripture, I think in Hebrews 12:1, I think, all we got to do is be willing to repent and mean it and turn away from it. Bring proof. No one said to me, if it cloud of witnesses, I'm just saying this, I believe people up in heaven is looking down here. Cloud of witnesses, looking. People, they're looking. They're looking for people to live right. They want you to live right. I believe, this is like, for example, if you have a loved one that went on in heaven, they're looking and they want you to live right. I believe they're saying, Lord, help my child to get right. They're looking. So let's get aside every weight, every sin that so easily besets us. We're supposed to have God's peace. And then we know that when Jesus comes, we are going to what? Go back with him. So any sin that we have not dealt with and God revealed it to us, we got to deal with it and we got to turn away from it, acknowledge our wrong. Wrong against who? God. Psalm 51, against thee, and thee only have I sinned and committed the evil in that what? Thy sight. Create within me what? A clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Acts 3:19, repentance and can what? Convert. You got to change before your sins are blotted out. So if you repent and there ain't been no change, do that right over to the Lord. You know whether you change. You might fool me, but you can't fool God. Say, God, I still got this bad habit. Please help me. Please show me what to do. Lord, I'm still sinning against you in the dark. I'm being put on the front. God knows, and the devil knows too. You ain't free from that sin. And I'm going to set you up. And what he can do? He can set you up with a person that still got the sin in them. And guess what? Your two spirits going to be drawn towards one another. And guess what? Eventually, you end up sinning with the devil again. But once you went to God and repent, truly repent, God, and you change, God, Jesus cast the sin in the sea of forgiveness, and he remembered them no more. A lot of people, I'm going to say this the way God tells me. We get in a relationship, we call it boyfriend and girlfriend, what have you. We go ahead and we have sex and everything else. Then we realize it's wrong. But we get married next month. Whoa. You have not proven that you've changed. You just want to cover up that sin and get married and say, well, it's all right now. No, it ain't all right. Proof. We're going to be friends. We repent. And we're not going to touch one another. What you mean? No. We ain't going to hug. We ain't going to kiss. We ain't going to lift your hand and say, we're going to live holy. And we're going to enjoy God and Jesus. And prove that we are not going to sin against God. So now you go ahead, you never repented, got into marriage, it ain't happy, and the sin is still there. And the devil knows it. And then he going to tempt the weakest one, and the weakest one going to go out and do what? Sin what? Again. Because they never really repented. He sees it. They're not blotted out. That's why people that's in the church still playing with sin. They were not, God is sorry for the sins. They did not truly repent. God, all these years, I was sinning against you. But your mercy and your grace kept me. When I was sinning against you, the devil had a right to take me out. But your mercy said, no, I'm not going to let you go. And like the scripture you read this morning, that was so key. 2 Timothy 2:19. See, the thing is, let's go to it real quick. God is showing us things. Because the fact is, 2 Timothy 2:19, see, I'll be listening. God sent a scripture to let us know. Because God got a plan for life-changing church. God can send the truth. We can change. We can walk in power. That God promised us that we can have. My Lord. We'll go ahead and read it with 2 Timothy 2:19. Thank you, Jesus. Let me find it real quick. I came out, I was listening. I said, you know, he's right on key. He's right on key. It's in tune. God is talking to us, to the ones that's here and the ones that want to do right. God is talking to us through his word. All we got to do is make sure we receive it and be willing to change. Be willing to change. Thank you, Lord. Now, I want people to hear that. We're, nevertheless, the foundation of God standing sure. Having this seal, the Lord knoweth them that are his. God knoweth you belong to him. And let every one that nameth the name of Christ depart from what? Iniquity. You've got to turn away from your ways to his ways. Because many can say, have I done this in your name, that in your name? He said, depart from me, I never knew you. You are workers of iniquity. But in the great house there are not only vessels of gold and of silver, but also of wood and of earth, and some of to honor and some to dishonor. If a man therefore would do what? Purge himself from these, he should be a vessel unto honor, sanctified, means set apart, and meet for the master's use, and prepared unto every good work. Telling everybody, flee also youthful lust, but follow righteousness, faith, charity, peace. With them that call to the Lord out of what kind of heart? pure heart, but foolish and unquestioned avoid, knowing that the Gentiles strive. Don't get in all that debate with people. They're fighting God. They're fighting God's word. They don't want to please God. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle in all men, apt to teach, patient. In meekness, instructing those who oppose what? Themselves. Don't you know when you're fighting against God's word, you're fighting against yourself? You're fighting against yourself. If God peradventure will give them repentance to the acknowledging of what? The truth. You got to acknowledge when you messed up, when you sinned. Why things ain't right in my life, Lord? I didn't do things that was right. I went against your will. I went against your word. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your grace. Lord, I see your truth. Forgive me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Acknowledging the truth, and that they may recover who themselves out of the snare of the devil, who are taken captive by him at whose will? If we never acknowledge the truth, if we never acknowledge that we were wrong, if we never acknowledge that we sinned against God, if we never acknowledge it and try to cover up and try to justify it and try to look at somebody else and try to find fault in somebody else instead of making sure we're right with God, we're still in the trap of the devil. And what would the devil do? Use you at who? His will. My Lord, you didn't really repent. Today, you took out the lying spirit and you're going to lie. Today, you took out this and you're going to do it. Do it! Isn't that how that sin the devil? It's a sin says it. The devil said, do what I say, I'm your master. And you do it. You never truly repented. You got to truly repent and know. Guess what? Prove to God that you mean it. Prove to him. Whatever you can to change. Read your Bible. Pray. Fast. Whatever. Do whatever. And God will change you. And you'll be changed. And you'll be changed. And you'll be changed. And you get to the point where you will never, never go back to that sin, and you'll get to the point where you'll never, never sin any what? More. See, you got to believe that he can do this. But you got to pray. You got to let God show you your wicked ways. You got to let God show you any past sin, and you repent because you just didn't know. And God understand that. God has been merciful, and you're trying to get closer. You're trying to get in his presence. You don't have his peace. You don't have his joy. There's something that God wants to deal with in your life. And when you seek him, he will show you what it is. And all you got to say, God, forgive me and help me and be willing to change and do what is necessary to change. It is so important. God wants to bless us. In Christ, everything is what? Yea and what? Amen. Amen. God don't want, look here. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. God, all this stuff belongs to God. God don't want to hold it away from his children. God wants to bless his children. The blessing of the Lord make you truly rich. He has no sorrow. God wants you to have in abundance. God wants you to be the head and not the tail. God wants you to be above and not beneath. The only thing that might be hindering us or slowing us from walking into that is something that God wants to deal with. God has probably shown you it's wrong, but you're not willing to let go. If he shows you it's wrong, let it what? Because he can't do nothing. I know of this one lady, I ain't calling her name, said, I know being married to this man was wrong. I know I was in sin, but I stayed in sin all these years because I didn't want him to fight me for the child. What? If I try to divorce him, he's going to fight me for the child. She could never get close to God. You know what I'm saying? You know you're in the sin. Well, I know it's wrong, but if I divorce him, he's going to fight me for the child, and I don't want to lose the child. What? Do what's right, because if tell you do, the devil got you, and the devil can get the child. Get the picture? You didn't do what's right, so you put the child above God, righteousness. You stayed in sin because you didn't want to lose the child, but you lose your relationship with God. But if you said it's wrong, fix it. What did God say to Abraham? Abraham, God asked Abraham to give up Isaac, didn't he? Was he willing? And when he was willing, God had a way out. And what did God say to Abraham? Now I know thou what? God knows what's wrong. But God wants to see, what do you want to hold on to that keeps you separated from him? That's why he will show you every sin. All you got to do is repent and don't do it what? No more. And if you're getting the truth, you're reading your Bible and you're praying and you're fasting and you're willing to change, he will continue to do that what? Good work in what? You. He does the work. I remember Terrence played that song, by his spirit. And by my spirit, says the Lord. God's spirit will do everything in your life if you submit yourself to him and pray. People right nowadays, they're looking for the truth. Because why? They put things before God. There would be no peace. God, no God peace. No joy, no God joy. No love, no God love. Nothing will fulfill you until you put him first. Says scripture, you will, if you seek me, you will find me. When you seek me with all your heart. If you have hearted, God, I want you. This and that, not going to find him. But when the Holy Spirit is praying through you, God's will, you will find him. Because the Holy Spirit can always pray to you, God, through you, God will. And as you pray God will, you will do God's will. And as you do God's will, then the Holy Spirit will baptize you into Christ. God made it so simple. And till you get in Christ, the devil can always attack you. But when you're in Christ, it is over. Once you get in Christ, it's over. Any man be in Christ, he's a what? Any woman get in Christ, she's a new woman. She ain't the same. If you still got the same old habits, apply Romans 8:26. Get in Christ. So that you will do nothing. That the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in thy sight, O Lord. I will watch what I say out of my mouth. If Jesus was standing right there, would you say those words? Keep that in mind. He's there. He's looking. How do you change? Let his Holy Spirit change you. Let him pray through you. He shows something's wrong. Be willing to say, God, I have sinned against you. Thank you for your mercy all these years. Thank you for your grace. Do not ever run from the truth. Run what? To the what? To the truth. And you will not get the truth until you get, really, the Holy Ghost. He's the Spirit of truth. He will tell you. He will lead and guide you into what? All truth. So we got to stick with God. Let the Holy Spirit pray through us. We get in Christ. And then later on, Acts 5:32, God give the Holy Ghost to them who what? Love and obey him. See, I can say I love him, but if I'm disobeying, do I love him? Jesus said, if you love me, what? Keep my what? So when I'm willing to keep his commandment, I prove I love him. Then God sees that I love his son. Then God gives me the Holy Ghost. And we know what the Holy Ghost does. He can reveal everything wrong. I mean, he can just lead us into truth. He can pray through us. And as the Holy Ghost prayed through us, he said, now ye beloved, building up yourself in your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in what? The Holy Ghost. Now unto him who is able to what? That's in Jude. But you got to become God beloved. You got beloved. Even 3 John 2, what it says? Beloved, I wish above all things that you what? Prosper. And be in health as you so prosper. Are you God beloved? Do you love him so much you let anything or anyone go for him? Do you love him that much? Then you will become his beloved. Because that's what he said to Jesus. This is my beloved son in whom I'm well pleased. I examine myself. Lord, are you pleased with me? Are you well pleased with me? Am I doing the thing that pleasing in your sight? Am I doing the thing that out of your will? What am I doing? I am examining who? myself. Examine yourself and see whether you be in your faith or not. Examine. Don't affect about it. So, Lord, show me me. Am I doing? I always say, Lord, is everything okay between me and you? It might not be okay between me and somebody else, but is everything okay between me and you? Psalm 84:11, I will not withhold anything good from those that walk upright before me. Let me tell you something. Don't compromise God's word for nothing and nobody. Stand firm on God's word and watch God bless you. Watch God exalt you. God will bless you like you was reading this morning. And when God decides to bless you, guess what? No man can stop it. God will bless you in such a way nations will see God is blessing that man. God is blessing that child. And there ain't nothing that man can do. So, the bottom line is this. Tell people, don't get mad if somebody tell you to go to God, let God show yourself. And when God show yourself, don't harden your heart. Don't fight against God. Say, God, I didn't know. God, I didn't understand. Humbling yourself, God, I understand. But now, are you willing to change? Well, God, oh, you're not ready. Okay. You go through some more. But when you're ready to change, God will help you change. Because I'm going to tell you something. God got something great for life changing. We have kept the faith. It's amazing. I made a declaration. We've always said it. If you go to life-changing ministry and you hear the word and receive the word, what will happen to you? You'll change. If you don't want to change, what will you do? You'll leave. Look how many people don't come. They don't want to change. They don't want to hear that they're wrong. They want to justify they're wrong. But then you don't, when you take responsibility for your actions and say, I was wrong, Lord. Now God is ready to do something for you. I sinned against you. I did it. Or you can say, well, God, I didn't know. God said, I know you didn't know. That's why he's merciful. Now what are you going to do? Are you going to seek my face? And as I show you, are you going to turn from your wicked ways? As I tell you, are you going to do what I ask you to do? And watch me exalt you. Watch me blessing you. The blessing will come, will run after you and what? The blessing. Huh. Right now, there are people crying out for God to know God and Jesus. They don't know how to get into Christ. And the wealth of the wicked is laid up for who? Let me tell you something. When you stand firm, and you help somebody who is wicked. Why? They did it what? Their way. They didn't do it God's way. They went and got all this money. Now, and they didn't put God first. That wicked person wants somebody that's right. This is a Daniel king. Put Daniel in the lion's den because he made a decree. He didn't want to do it, but he couldn't even sleep that night. And that morning, he went down and said, Daniel, oh Daniel, did your God deliver you? He said, yes, O king. And what did Daniel say? He took all those folks that were accusing Daniel, and he told them in the lion den what the lion did with him. And what did he say? Daniel, we're going to serve your God. You stand for what's right, and the world says, I'm going to serve the God you serve because your God delivered you. For whatever your problem was, God delivered you from lying. God delivered you from alcohol. Whatever it was, your God delivered you. I've been looking for a God that will deliver me. Oh, my God. Let me serve your God. People looking for truth. People looking for power. Remember John the Baptist sitting back says, ask Jesus, is he the one or is he another? What he says? Tell him, the blind see, the lame walk, the deaf hear and the dumb talk, and people are raised from the dead. That's what witness. That's what power God's going to give to those who stand right. You're going to, people can be blind. We can pray their eyes go open. We can be deaf. They're going to hear. They can be dead. We can lay a hand on them. They can raise. God's going to give us power to do that. Then you can say God is with that ministry. God is with that man. God is with that woman. Because we've stood. God, we're looking for faith. Don't give up. Don't quit. It's your time. It's your time to be blessed. It is your time to press toward the mark of a high calling of God in Christ Jesus. It's your time now. You paid a price. You went through a lot, but you stuck with God. You stayed with God. I am telling you, 2021, it is your time to be blessed by God. Psalm 35. God take pleasure in the prosperity of his servant. God will bless us. Amen? And those that's praying, you're going to get it. God will bless those that have been hungering and thirsting. God will bless those that went through all the things we went through. That song says, trouble in my way. I had to cry some time. God saw you crying. God saw your pain. God saw you hurt. But you said, I'm going to get up out of bed. And I'm going to church anyhow. He says, the man preacher made me mad, but I'm going back anyhow. Because if you keep on getting the word, you get to the point, you'll be glad, amen? You'll be glad you heard the truth. When God heal your body, when God deliver you, when God bless you, woo! It's time for now, for those that have stood right, and God will bless you. Ain't nobody. So why did God bless that person, like he said in that scripture? He stood for what's right. He stuck with God, and God will be blessing him left and right. And everybody know that you have been blessed by who? Lord Jesus. Need to be on time. Go to him. Ask him. Show me, Lord, anything that's between me and you. Don't worry about nobody else between me and you, God. Because when there's nothing there, you can get in his presence. You can ask him for something, and God will hear you. And God will give it to you. And you'll be blessed. Matter of fact, the blessing will run after you and what? Overtake you. You don't have to fight for the blessing. He will give you what? The blessing because you fought the good fight of faith and stayed with him and made up your mind you want to do right. And God sees that and God's going to bless you. But God knows your heart. You can't fool him. Amen? But when you mean it, God will be there. God will deliver you. God will set you free. And God will let you have a long life. God will bless you. He will do exceedingly, abundantly, all above you may think or ask. But you got to love him with your whole heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit. When you know that, God will bless you. And I declare that blessing will happen for life-changing ministry. Because we have stayed in and we've kept the faith. And God sees that. And God reward faith. Amen? Hang in there. Don't quit. Help is on the way.